Welcome to the Raise Em Rad podcast with Joe and Emma Radosovich.
Hi.
We have a special guest today. You could tell that was not Emma's voice. We got Ellie is jumping in here. Sophie is in the room as well. Mom is very tired and wants to go to bed. So she said, hey, can somebody else jump in with me? So today we're going to be talking about where we're at in Biscotti's training. I'm kind of considering it like another week one, but it's like week three, and he's doing really well, and we're all adjusting. So thanks for joining us. Let's get started. All right, so how about we get started? Thanks for joining us, Ellie. What do you think about our new pup?
I like it.
Yeah?
It seems really normal now.
Yeah. We've had him. Did we decide we had him for over a month?
I think so.
What's your favorite thing?
I don't know. He's really cute.
Yeah. What is your least favorite thing?
He's barks.
Yeah. We talked about that last week, and when he gets overly excited, specifically a bunch of kids running around at the same time past his pen, I think when the boys take their shirts off, he gets really excited. Like, hey, I need to be a part of this wrestling match.
I don't think
so. You don't think so?
That's just, like, absurd. I don't like kids with shirts off. That's absurd.
Okay, well, that's my theory. Awesome. So Ellie's actually going to be taking Emma's place today. She's going to be asking the questions. Are you up for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead and shoot.
What are you working on with Biscotti?
So this week we are trying to refine some of the same stuff we'd been working on before, and making sure he can do all of the week one stuff to be ready for week two. So we're using the plan from my book, and I realized I had not worked hard enough on like loose leash walking. So we start walking around and he just starts pulling. And so this week I wanted to make sure we were doing that. So this week, it's easy for him to get lazy when I ask him to sit. So I have to be really strict, and he only gets a treat if he actually does it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Is it like going well?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, today when I was doing the loose leash walking, it's called Be a Tree. The whole idea with loose leash walking, you can tell I'm really struggling with my...
I struggle saying when those I words. Have an R and a W next to each other in a sentence.
An R and a W.
I can't say it very well.
Yeah. Well, that's loose and leash. The two, the S and the sh. That doesn't work very well for me. But anyway, so the whole idea with getting him to pay attention is to actually pay attention to me when he walks, and not just be like, "Oh, there's some really interesting smell. Let me go that way." And so he's got to learn. It is better for me to pay attention to Joe. To master, to daddy, whatever he thinks of in his head. And so today I actually noticed a difference that he would actually stop and look at me like, wait, why aren't you going? Why won't you let me go that direction? So that's going well.
Is he going well when he goes to the bathroom?
Yeah, he's pretty well potty trained. If I make a mistake and miss taking him out, then he might have an accident. But he doesn't, especially, yeah, I take him out in the middle of the night and take him out in the morning, and he's fine. So, what else are we working on? Oh, I'm learning to treat him better, to give him treats better. I was giving him the food at whenever he obeyed and did what I wanted. And then I realized when I took the food away, he didn't ever consider that a reward. And so I started actually praising him first, petting him, rubbing him, praising him verbally. Then I give him the treat so that I can continue praising him verbally without a treat, and he still feels like he's getting a reward. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that I'm working on trying to get ready for next week. And the other thing, we're trying to keep him from jumping. He doesn't jump on me. But he'll jump on mom, and he'll jump on you guys sometimes. So,
are you learning anything else?
What am I learning?
It's like you need to take him out regularly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one thing I'm learning is that I need to consider training fun and not work. You know how I can consider everything work? And it's like very serious. I need to do this right.
How does it help for it to be like play and not work?
I realized today that it was every day I would like breathe a sigh of relief when I was done training him. And I was like, that's not real fun when I'm just like, ah, it's 5 to 10 minutes. It's really not long. I sometimes do it twice a day. But whenever I consider it just an item on the to-do list to do correctly, that's not as much fun. I was like, I want it to be like, hey, we're gonna go play for a little bit and do so that I look forward to it and not just dread. It's not like flossing. You know, you're supposed to floss, but it's not fun. Like, you just gotta do it.
I guess.
Yeah. So, did you have some thought on what you're learning?
I meant to say something, but then I forgot it.
Something else, this is not necessarily something I'm learning, but something I've been thinking about is how much fun it is to take him out to go to the bathroom. So it's kind of work. And it's like every 30 minutes, every 45 minutes, I need to drop everything and take him outside, which is not
You have to like
awesome.
put your coat on, put your hat on, get the leash out, get the cheese out.
Yeah, or the treats. Yeah, I've been using Kibble for his treats at snack times, or I'm sorry, at potty training. So that's kind of a lot of work to do all of that, especially in winter. I feel like it'd be easier if it was just like slide some flip-flops on and go.
That's what I was about to say.
But I find it's actually really fun at night to go outside because like I notice the stars. As long as I don't like turn on a podcast and listen, I'll like notice sounds and I'll notice like every day I come in and I'm like, I think I noticed the twilight bark. The dogs in the neighborhood are barking to each other. And like,
Sounds beautiful.
and it's kind of fun to notice, oh, that dog over there is barking at that dog over on that side of the house. And
And this dog over here is answering.
I've told you guys, I noticed what I thought were roosters. And it turns out, I was like, that's a bunch of roosters altogether. It was coyotes. I've like noticed coyote sounds. And I've noticed,
And you were saying that it's too early in the morning for roosters, too.
Yeah, it was back 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, why would roosters crow at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, turns out one of the sounds that coyotes make sounds like roosters. So noticing just the sounds of things, the rustling of leaves, the stars, maybe the sky, maybe the clouds moving across the moon at night, that kind of stuff. I would think, man, this is a real pain to be up at 3 in the morning or 6 in the morning or every 30 minutes and go outside. But as long as I pay attention, it's actually kind of fun.
I meant to ask, does it affect biscotti, like, when you're like taking training, like it's a serious thing? Would it affect him?
That's a very good question. I think it might. And I want him to be like, oh, this is fun. Let's go train. And I want to be like, cool. I want to look forward to training. And today I was not looking forward to it. He's doing well. Like he takes a brush and he takes combs and he takes a bath and he does everything so well, but I want it to be fun for me, and that's nothing for him on him. That's just my own thinking. So I think it probably would. He would probably prefer to play with me rather than, okay, let me go and do what he says.
What are we
So
gonna work on with him next?
what are we going to work on with Biscotti next? That's a good question. So the progression has to like makes each level harder. So I need to keep working on the barking. Like we have to reward him when he's
Don't
quiet.
start with heel.
Don't start with heel. Don't give him hot peppers. So one, I need to keep rewarding him for playing quietly and not barking at us while we're eating dinner, which we still didn't understand. I mean, I thought it was because Oscar had no shirt on at dinner. So gonna work on that. Now that he's really good at sitting, we're supposed to work on down, which I tried working on that already because I was like, he's really good at sitting. Let's see if he'll get it. He doesn't get down, and some of it is because his head is so close to the ground. Since he's not even 6 pounds, that the normal motion doesn't work for him in that. So We'll be working on that. The getting his attention for loose leash walking is gonna, we're gonna keep working on that. And eye contact, because the that's one of the big things is getting the dog to pay attention to me and not everything else. Can you think of anything we need to work on? He's not nipping as much. He does it a little bit, but not as bad.
Is it still important that you hand feed him?
It becomes important to hand feed him, which I haven't been doing because we've kind of been a little busy settling in. Whenever, if he's struggling with obedience, then
He's
hand
sniffing his
feeding,
pillow.
yeah, hand feeding teach it reminds him, oh, I get my food from these guys. These are the people that control that. I actually was thinking it would be important to hand feed him for you and Mom and Micah to hand feed him. So that he knows, oh, I'm supposed to obey these guys too.
Yeah, I
Because
did that one
he's
time.
really good at sitting for me, but I don't think he does that for you guys. Does he?
I haven't took him out for a bit, for a while.
Yeah. So there's probably something else on the list that we're
Micah
supposed to
takes
work
him
on.
out though.
Yeah.
He could better answer that question.
So I think that's what we're gonna work on next. All right, so since Sophie's in the room with us, I thought I would ask her a few questions. So, what is your favorite thing about biscotti?
He's a good dog.
Yeah, he is a good dog. Of course, he's trying to bite my hand right now.
Well, that's not
Yeah,
good.
that's not good. But so your favorite thing is he's a good dog. Do you like what he looks like?
Yeah.
Does he look like a teddy bear? You think so? I think he looks like a
Looks like a
teddy bear too.
moving teddy
He
bear.
looks like a moving teddy
He
bear.
looks like a toy twisty teddy bear. Like you twist his back so it will work.
Oh yeah. And then his ears flop when he runs, like he's trying to fly. Yeah. We didn't take him on our walk today because he wants to keep up with the kids so bad. He's straining at his leash the whole time. What is something that you would like Biscotti to learn to do? Do you want him to walk beside you? Do you want him to
Dogs
shake your
cannot.
hand?
Dogs cannot do that.
Dogs can't shake hands?
I want him to learn how to, like, to do lots of things, like not jump up,
Oh, okay.
and like participate with people, and like participate with people, and not like nip at his leash like she does. He does do that sometimes.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of like him to be a calmer dog.
Yeah.
Is that why you like Shadow? Because Shadow's
He
a very
doesn't
calm dog.
bark. He like never barks.
Because he's real calm. You like that? Okay. Cool. Well, I think those are good things. Did you know I want to teach him to do a trick called cookie nose, where he can balance a dog biscuit on his nose and then catch it in the air? That's my goal.
Dolphins can bounce. Think they can bounce balloons or balls on their noses.
Oh, so kind of like a dolphin trick. Well,
Yeah,
cool.
but it's a dog.
But he's a dog. So I think that's a good place for us to stop our podcast. Ellie, do you have any final words you want to say? You can say goodbye.
He is a really pretty dog. His eyes are human's eyes with really big pupils.
Yeah, they are kind of like human eyes with big pupils. That's right. We like your eyes,
He's very
Biscotti.
cute with little white patches on his face and big brown ears.
Yeah, I mean
Oh, but his fur isn't
he's
brown.
added two. He came to us at like 3 pounds, and now he's almost six. So he's almost doubled his weight.
Nope, he's trying to bite on
So,
my
all right,
hand.
that's a good place for us to stop. Thank you guys for joining us on this short journey as we train our new puppy. Thanks, Ellie. Thanks, Sophie.